Thursday night, all the Zion, my Cheshvan, Toshin Ayan Hay. Dvar Halacha and Chagas Halavas. So tonight's Dvar Halacha, for those of you who want to stay for it, otherwise you can leave because you might learn something and you need the 30 seconds to do whatever you're doing. That was Musa, that wasn't Halacha. Actually, there's Halacha called Hashanah Halachas B'chol Yoyim Muftach Loishu Ben Olam Haba. So I'm just hoping everyone that left, because they can't stay the 60 seconds, or Shaina Halachas today, because this is a wonderful opportunity to be Shaina Halachas B'chol Yoyim. That was the very first Halacha I said when I started this years ago. Kol Hashanah Halachas B'chol Yoyim Muftach. Who remembers? So this was prompted by a Shaila that came up, because there was a scooter bike laying around for an awful long time in a park. Someone wanted to know if they could take it. So whenever you want to decide if you have a chiyuv of a Shabbos Aveda, or if it's Yiyush or Hefker or whatever, so you have to decide first if the object is lost. If it's not lost, then you can't take it. Meaning if it's derech hinuach, if it's something someone might have left there and they're going to come back for it, or maybe they forgot about it, but they'll come back for it when they remember. But it's not lost. They know it's there. They would remember that it's there when they realize they don't have it anymore. So there's three chilukim in the poskim. If it's in a safe place, or if it's in a not safe place, or if it's, of course, in a semi-safe place. So if it's in a safe place, then you can't take it. You should not take it. Even if you know whose it is, and you're going to take it, and you're going to give it back, just leave it there. It's in a safe place. It's derech hinuach. Don't touch it. If it's in an unsafe place, then it gets a din of an aveda, and you can take it. And if it has a simon, you'll be machrez it. And if it doesn't have a simon, then you have to deal with the dinam. If he knows its laws, if he realizes that, if it's yishlam, he does. We're not going into that. But the point is, if it's in a safe place, derech hinuach, don't touch it, no matter what. If it's in a not safe place, so take it. Then it's an aveda, even if it's derech hinuach. But if it's in an unsafe place, then it's an aveda, and you should treat it like an aveda. If it's in a semi-safe place, which, let's say, I don't want to say an example, because then you'll say, that's called safe. Or you'll say, that's called not safe, because it's only semi-safe. So I won't give an example. Here, someone once saw a bike here laying, in that thing that used to be filled with garbage, or whatever. Anyway, so if it has a simon, take it and be machriz. And if it doesn't have a simon, leave it there. That's if it's in a semi-safe place. If it has a simon, if it's in a safe place, don't take it, even if it has a simon. And if it's a not safe place, then you could take it, then it's an aveda. But if it's in a semi-safe place, so then we make this chilek. If it has a simon, take it and be machriz. And if it doesn't have a simon, then leave it there, because it's safek hinuach. Okay, we're at the very end of the Hagdom of the Chavis HaLovis, and I know that I said that for the last few days, but now we're at the very, very end, where one more very after yesterday's. We went through his description of each of the Sha'arim, and it's a really an amazing thing to learn, if anybody really should learn it, because the way he shows how it's built up, the Sefer, like a building, and how it all flows from Yichud Hashem, and Yimadayik and his Lashon. It can't be Medayik and his Lashon maybe too much, because it is a translation, but, the translation is Nemon Aleinu, it's from the Ibn Tibon family. He wrote it in Arabic. The Chavis HaLovis wrote it in Arabic, but Ibn Tibon did a good job, and better than the Lev Tov. The Lev Tov should be Michael Me. Lev Tov didn't translate. The Lev Tov gave a restatement in his own words. I mean, he stuck to the word of the Chavis HaLovis, really, but he doesn't mean it as a translation. He means that I'm going to say it in an easier language. Chavis HaLovis, Ibn Tibon wrote it in a somewhat difficult Hebrew, somewhat difficult. It is a little difficult. You actually have to think, which of course makes people run away, and then they read the Lev Tov. But you can already buy a Kitzel Lev Tov in the store, because Bach Hashem, with the Meshech Hadoros, the Leiv Tov, became too hard. Then next year you'll buy the comic book version of the Chovetz Chavos. Then there will be a movie the next year. Then you'll be able to download it on an app, etc. Anyway, yeah, I'm in a great mood tonight. So he finishes describing the ten Sha'arim in the Sefer, and he says, V'chasher olu biyodi miderech hasvara. So I identified these ten concepts with my seichel. This is very typical. You'll notice the words. Then chakarti aleim and akosu v'tzleinu. Then I searched for them, for the psukim that reflect these ten concepts. V'hamukubul biyodenu. And then I searched for it in Torah Sheba'al Peh. And now a Masorah for these ten concepts, which is exactly the structure that he talks about throughout the whole Hakdama, Svara, Psukim, and Masorah. And of course, Svara means a Svara of someone who has learned much of Torah, maybe even all of Torah, place, but not the Boich Svara of Stam, anyone in the street. Okay, but the idea, the concept is still valid, that he places a great primacy over things that are logical. Umasasi behebe mekomos rabim. My grandfather found a lot of psukim and a lot of things in Torah Sheba'al Peh that reflect these ten concepts. Bani yasid levar called over mehem b'shar hamiyukadlo. I'll be explaining each one in its shar be'ezra yisborach. V'karosi lefrifi zeh shem minyan kavanosi bo. I named my sefer the name that reflects my purpose in writing it. V'hu sefer, it's actually called Torah Chovetz Halavavos. It's not the official name of the sefer is Chovos Halavavos, by the way, not Chovas Halavavos. Chovos Halavavos, and it's Torah Chovetz Halavavos because he wrote a Shulchan Aruch. He was way before anybody thought of but he was before the Rif, before the Rabbah, before the Rif. Like, but he wrote like a Shulchan Aruch, halachas, a kibbutz halachas of Chovetz Halavavos. Okay, we'll stop here.